Today's date is March 3rd, 2011. My name is John Erling, and Michael, will you state your full name, your date of birth, and your present age?
Michael Wallace, born October 7th, 1945. I'm 65 years old.
And where are we recording this interview?
In the Sophian Plaza, a historic 8-story condominium overlooking the Arkansas River on the edge of downtown Tulsa, and this is where I reside with my wife, Suzanne Fitzgerald Wallace.
From where we're recording this, you can look out your window and you can see.
Yes. One of the pluses for living here is I can look out the window from both where I live on the fifth floor and where I write in my studio on the third floor and see the Mother Road, my beloved Route 66, crossing the Arkansas River.
Where were you born?
I was born in St. Louis, Missouri.
Your mother's name, maiden name, and where she was born, where she grew up.
My mother was Anne Marie, maiden name Dorsey, D-O-R-S-E-Y. She was born in St. Louis to a woman who came to this country at a very early age from Germany, and her name was Marie Sophie Bonnert. She was born in 1875 in Germany. She came here when she was 5 years old on a ship with her widowed mother and a big brood of children. The mother met a widower on the ship with a big brood of children. They combined and ended up with about 12 or 14 children when they got here. And then everyone scattered. Some went back to Germany. I probably had more kin fighting for the Kaiser in World War I than for Blackjack Pershing. One brother, Hugo, went to Australia and became a rancher. One went out and opened an apple orchard in the Pacific Northwest. My grandmother lived in Kansas City, and she would often tell me stories about her early years. She married a Irish cowboy from Texas named Bert Dorsey, who, unfortunately, I never met. I knew my grandmother very well, but he died before I was born. It was said about Bert Dorsey that he could roll a Bull Durham cigarette on horseback with one hand. He fought in the Spanish-American War and has a very illustrious history that goes way back, all the way back to colonial America. So they ended up, when they combined forces, moving from Texas to St. Louis, Missouri. They already had a son, my uncle Bud, who was born in Fort Worth. And then my mother was born on Texas Avenue in St. Louis in 1909.
What kind of person was she?
My mother was an incredibly important force in my life. She greatly influenced the paths that I've taken because of my early on experience with her. It was my mother and my grandmother, principally, without knowing it, that truly taught me the art of storytelling.
They were storytellers themselves.
They were not storytellers as I am, or in the classic sense of the word, but both of them had, my grandmother especially, had a whole inventory of memories. She lived with us in a little apartment, and every afternoon I would sit in her rocking chair, and she would make soldier hats for me out of the pages of the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, and she'd supply me with strong tea and Lorna Doones, and she'd sit and just tell me stories about being a little girl and coming to this country and about living in Kansas City in 1880, 81, 82, remembering the day her brothers ran into the house in July. By that time, it would have been July 15th of 1881, that the day before in New Mexico Territory, they killed Billy the Kid. And she remembered the following spring, them running back into the house and saying, the Ford boys just killed Jesse James up in St. Joe, Missouri. And she told me about keeping house for one of her brothers in New Orleans at the turn of the century, her brother Johnny, who was a painter and had a studio near the French Quarter on Magazine Street. And she kept house for him, and how exotic it was to be in New Orleans at that time. She gloried just in the idea, for example, of bananas. You know, bananas were very exotic to her. The Creole food, the mixed races of people, all very interesting for me. And she and some young women started making neckties to pass the time, a little circle. And they became so good at it, that a man would come by and take the neckties and sell them for them. So they actually made money. And one day, this was so great for me to hear, she said we got kind of a wild hair and we wrote down our names and addresses and we stuck them in these fancy silk cravats and they were in tie boxes. And the man picked them up and that particular shipment went way across the Sabine River into Texas and out to central Texas, out in the old Comanche country around San Saba. And a cowboy who's father's small outfit wasn't too far from Ballinger, Texas. He had just returned from the Spanish-American War, rode into town because he had to buy a necktie. His cousin was getting married. He went into the mercantile store, picked out the gaudiest tie he could find, looked at it, and a little piece of paper fluttered to the floor. He picked it up, and by he wrote that woman, and they started a pen pal relationship. Then he jumped on a train, went to New Orleans, and that was Bert Darcy. And he picked up my grandmother, and they came back to Texas and got married. That's how they met, over that necktie. Those are the kind of stories she told. And then we'd sing songs. We'd sing old army songs like Tramp, 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 the Boys Come Marching from the Spanish-American War, or Pony Boy, Pony Boy, Won't You Be My Pony Boy. It was great. And my mother would supplement that in certain ways.
You're about how old right here when you're hearing this? 4, 5, 6 years old?
4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, right in there.